Welcome to Successfully Significant Podcast. I'm your host, Robbie Page. I am a passionate seven-figure entrepreneur who has built multiple successful businesses while being a wife, raising my two boys, and living life to the fullest. I have been a leader to countless number of people for 30 plus years and have created multiple platforms for women to win in the exact place they need a victory. You know what I know is going to happen today? You're going to find your voice, you're going to find your purpose, you're going to find your passion, and you're going to share this with your girlfriends. And one more thing, hey you, you're enough. And I'm going to give you full permission to love yourself today. Welcome to my podcast. Hello, Facebook land, 9:30 straight up Central Standard Time. Just like I promised you guys, Robbie Page here, live and from my closet. I'm excited to be on here with you girls tonight. I'm pretty certain that it's going to be majority ladies on here tonight, which makes me excited because if you know anything about Robbie Page, you know that God has put me on this planet to empower, encourage, edify, exalt, expand, what other E word? Stir up, that's not an E word. Stir up whatever. Women, it's what I love to do. So the only reason I still have makeup on, if I can be honest, is because I literally just walked in the door from an event, just scarfed street chicken tacos as if they were my Oreos, which has been my food of choice for this summer. But nonetheless, I was able to change because I change 50 times a day. And here I am with all of you girls. So tonight, I hope that you guys are all in a place where I can simply talk to you and love on you for just a second. I'll give you a little bit of heads up about how this live even came to fruition, to be quite honest. And that is the fact that summer's over. You guys know that. For the most part, summer is over. And it's come to an end. But you have not. That has been my stirring for tonight. So I hope you guys curl up for just a second and listen to my heart to you ladies. Whether you're a wife, whether you're a mom, whether you're single, regardless of what you are, regardless of your grandmother, a mom of toddlers, whatever it may be, it doesn't matter. I want to talk to all the ladies. So here's kind of all of this and how this came down. I'm hoping that you guys are on because I'm just talking to the screen. But this came on today. I had no intentions on doing any of this today. But this morning in the shower, which is my favorite place to have my prayer and my worship, all I had was the stirring for all of you. So you guys know that if I'm going to go Facebook Live, somebody on the other side of the screen needed to hear this today. And so I've stirred on this for you girls tonight. And I want to talk to you ladies of all kinds. And I want to encourage you girls of one thing, that summer has come to an end, but you haven't. So let me kind of take you into a little bit of vulnerability, if I can, to be quite honest. That's the roaring of my lion when my boys text me. If I can be honest with you guys, is it is the end of summer in 2019. So I usually teach a summer masterclass, and I didn't this year. At all. It crossed my mind for like 5 minutes. And I said, no way. There's no way I'm going to teach a summer masterclass. And so this has been a summer for Robbie that I'm assuming is for you of fatigue, of choosing my perspective, of living out the very lessons that I teach, of literally eating all the wisdom that I've ever given to women, in a season of necessary and mandatory work and fatigue and getting my business built. Now, you guys know summer is one of my most favorite times, and this summer was not one of my most favorite times, if I can be honest with you. And I know you're thinking, whatever, you went to Punta Cana and you went to Chicago, and that is true. However, I missed so many of my small moments with Riley. Ugh. Okay, I'm not going to cry. Give me a minute. I have no intention on crying. Keeping in mind that I started 2019 off thinking this is my last summer with my son who's not driving. Like, next summer, Riley's driving. That's it, right? Like, this is my last summer that Riley needs me to take him somewhere. And this is my last summer to grill out with Riley. And this is my last summer. And I look up today, you guys, and the very lesson that I'm stirring for you guys, I have realized is also for my own heart. I talked to Melissa about it the whole way back tonight, realizing that I can't tell you the last time that I sat at my dinner table this summer with Riley. I can't remember the last time I cooked, for heaven's sake, a food. It's been that kind of a summer. And so is there anyone else out there that is looking up thinking, are you freaking kidding me? How is the summer come and gone? Or is it just me? And so I'm gonna assume that some of you guys are with me on the fact that maybe you didn't accomplish all you wanted to accomplish. Maybe you weren't as patient as you should have been. Maybe you were just tapped out. Like, I have felt tapped out this summer. Maybe you had to make some decisions that you didn't think you were going to have to make in January of 2019, like myself. Like, I had my whole summer planned out, and this isn't how I planned it. And so, you know, I'll tell you guys, Riley is a sophomore. He'll be a sophomore in high school. Why does that make me want to cry? He's my baby. And I wanted to go to the movies every Tuesday night at AMC. It's $5. And I said, we should go to the movies this summer. Well, I think I've been 3 times. And then we had to sit Riley down the other day. And we had to explain to Riley that his DoorDash bill was unacceptable, to be quite honest. However, I looked at Brian and I said, how can we be fussed at his DoorDash deal when I haven't cooked all summer? How can we be fussed at his DoorDash deal when we don't have any groceries in this house, to be quite honest? And you guys, I had to choose my perspective in that. I literally had to think for myself, you know what? This has been a summer of run for us. This has been a summer of go for us. This has been a summer of completion for us. This has been a summer of in the trenches for us and work, like 40 to 50 hours a week for us. This is what this summer has been. So I don't have food in my pantry. I don't have food in my refrigerator and I haven't made dinner. So I looked at Brian and I said, we can't really be fussed about his DoorDash deal when I don't have food in my cabinets. And so we agreed that Riley also has been super understanding about our summer. And so therefore we're going to be super understanding about Riley's summer, right? Fair game. Riley has been super understanding about Brian and Robbie traveling so much this summer to work that we're going to be super understanding about his obsession with Domino's, to be quite honest. And so I felt so stirred for you girls, because I think there's a lot of you girls that are thinking, I am an epic failure mom this summer, and I want to encourage you to change your perspective like I have today. And I have had to choose, as 2-a-day starts on Monday. So we just got back from Chicago last night, and we're grounded. Took Christmas, right? Football starts for us on Monday. It is what it is. And so I literally chose my perspective today as I thought, it's Wednesday. I got Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. We leave Friday to go to the lake house because we have Sugarland concert tickets. Riley has plans. And so really, 2-a-day start on Monday and it's game over at the end of the day. And so I thought, you know what? Instead of feeling sorry for myself, I'm going to focus, what did I do this summer? Like, what did I do this summer? And I'm going to choose to focus on that, because not only did we know that this summer was a huge work summer for us, you guys, but Riley knew that too. And I busted my tail this summer. We started the summer with Punta Cana. And I busted my butt. Riley understood nights we were on calls, nights we were on launch calls. We've been on more planes this summer working than we have been in probably 5 years. Riley knew that. And so when he asked, I'm not going to cry. When he asked, hey, can we go to Chicago before school starts? I literally thought, I can do that. That I can do. And so, man, I booked it, y'all. I booked the whole trip. We got on a plane. We turned our phones off with the exception of social media, posting for you guys, and had such a great time. And so I look and I think to myself, am I going to focus on my lack of motherhood this summer, or am I going to focus on Punta Cana and am I going to focus on Chicago? Because when I hear Riley talk, what I hear him say is he's had the best summer ever. That's what I hear him say. What I hear Riley say is how amazing Punta Cana was. What I hear Riley say is Chicago was the best trip he's ever had there. What I hear Riley say is how fun it has been for him to order DoorDash. What I hear Riley say is the great Nike sweatshirt that he just got in Chicago. And so I'm sitting here beating myself up as a mom. And I'm thinking, sister, that's the wrong focus. What did you do this summer? And so, yeah, my summer hasn't looked like the last 10. My summer hasn't looked like the last 5. But you know what? This is a new summer for the pages. This is a new season for the pages. And I think the most important thing that I want to share with you guys is the communication with your children. I think it's so important that just as we ask them to understand where we're at, that we understand where they're at. So just as much as I understand his DoorDash bill and his Domino's bill, you know what? He understands mom hasn't cooked all summer. And he understands that we haven't sat around the dinner table this summer. And he understands that I haven't taken him to see all the latest, greatest movies this summer. And so therefore, I'm not going to be fussed about his DoorDash bill, right? Therefore, I'm not going to be fussed about him asking to go to Chicago. And so I want to say all that to you guys. After I reflected today and I thought, man, this is for someone, I want to say to you guys, I know some of you are thinking, whatever, whatever. But let me tell you guys all something. Brian and Robbie have been broke the majority of our marriage. So therefore, I have 2 foreclosures and a bankruptcy in my belt. What you got? I can one up financial chaos probably greater than you can. And you know what? I looked at Brian this summer, you guys, and I said, you know what I'm grateful for? Is that we didn't overdraw our accounts this summer. And you know why I say that? Because we've spent the majority of our summers overdrawing our accounts. We knew for probably, let's see, Reagan's 23 as of yesterday. Riley is 15. So I'd say for at least 15 years of Reagan's life, 15 years, we just knew that summer was called insufficient funds. This is back, you guys, when you wrote checks and you paid $25 per rejection of the check on the bank's end, and then you had to pay the $25 at the merchant's end. So those of you who get your credit card denied, you're saving more money than I ever saved. But I remember, y'all, for probably 15 summers, it was NSF fees out the wazoo, and we paid them. It just was what it was. It just is what it is sometimes. And so, you know, I look back on Reagan in Chicago, and he literally said, man, Riley, you're living the life I always wish I had. And y'all, I literally looked at him, and I said, buddy, what does that mean? And he said, man, you know, he's 23 now. I said, I'm almost 23. And it's only been really the last 5 to 6 years that we've lived a life of yes. And here Riley is in sophomore, right? And here I'm fussed about the amount of time I get to spend with Riley. So for me, at the end of the day, it may not be the dollar that I have felt guilty about this summer, but I'll tell you what it has been is T-I-M-E. And there's a lot of times M-O-N-E-Y equals T-I-M-E. Sometimes you have a lot of money and no time. Sometimes you have a lot of time and no money. What's the lesser of the evils? I don't even know. I can tell you I'd rather have money and some time than all the time in the world and be flat broke. So therefore, we have to make decisions to do what we have to do. And so with that being said, you know, I look up and we have told Riley for 1 year, things are going to look different, but I will not miss a Friday night football game. You can rest assured of that. When Riley takes suits up on those Friday night lights, you can rest assured we will be in those stands. I don't really care where I need to be. I will be back on Friday. And so I say that, you guys, because there's so many of you guys. Obviously, I was stirred on you today. I want to say to you mamas, you've done a great job. I want to say to you mamas, maybe some of you feel like you conquered the summer. Fantastic. I don't feel like I conquered the summer with Riley. Maybe some of you guys think, you know what? I had the best summer ever. I baked cookies and cupcakes and ate lollipops and snow cones. And we sat around the campfires and we did all those things. That is awesome. And I'm so proud of you. And then there's a lot of you that are like me and you're thinking, where has the summer even gone? But I want to encourage all of you guys to sit and ask yourself, what did you do right this summer? What did you do right this summer? You know what I did right this summer is I made a difference in a lot of people's life. You know what I did right this summer is I stopped to take Riley to Punta Cana and to Chicago. You know what I did right this summer? I made sure that I found some time to have date nights with Brian. You know what I did right this summer is I got my quiet time in. You know what I did right this summer is I made an impact in a lot of people's life. You know what I did right this summer is I became very selfless with my time and I became very tired with my time. You know what I did right this summer is I have done more in the last 6 months than I think I've done in 10 years. You know what I did right this summer is I took Riley to see Lion King. You know what I did right this summer is I took him to Hibachi. Because he wanted to go to Hibachi. You know what I did right this summer was I spent the days watching him surf on the lake for 6 hours and kept my mind in the right place. When I was thinking to myself, I've got to go get on calls. I've got to go do that. I didn't. I stayed on the boat. You know what I did right this summer is I ordered Domino's pizza. And I didn't care if maybe I've gained 5 pounds this summer. Whatever. It is what it is. If Riley and I can share a pepperoni pizza, which he adores from Domino's, a pepperoni pizza, then it is what it is. If Riley, you know what I did right this summer? At midnight sometimes, Riley would come down and ask me if he could order pizza and if we could sit on the couch and watch Pioneer Woman. And I said, yes. You know what I did right this summer is Oreos was my happy place. I just said to Melissa, what the heck with this sweet tooth, man? I don't know what is going on. But you know what I did right this summer is I didn't worry about what I ate. I worried about making memories. When Riley said, let's go get some ice cream. And I said, okay. When he said, let's go to Marble Slab. I said, okay. When he said, let's go eat Hibachi and it's 9 o'clock. I said, okay. That's what I did right this summer. Girls, surely you can come up with what you did right this summer. Because I can tell you, girls, that I set out to make a difference this year and such a huge impact that, yes, I felt the fatigue. Yes, I felt the lack of quality time with Riley. Yes, I felt, or quantity time. I really think I literally pulled through with quantity time. But you know what I did right? Is being able to go to Chicago and not do anything but follow Riley around and take him to eat and buy his Nike sweatshirt and take him to Lululemon and get him what he needed. And all of a sudden, I thought to myself, you know what? Here's the kicker. Let me talk to all of you who do something different than a traditional job. Let me talk to all of you. And let me talk to you girls who do work a traditional job. My hours this summer have looked just the same as a working mom. And don't I choose my goals as a working mom? Don't I choose my life as a working mom? Don't I choose my expectations on what we get as a working mom? I do. And so therefore, this year, my time has equaled working mom. And it's paid me as such. And so I want to say to all of you guys who are feeling like me in my bucket, did I even Do I even get the good mom card this summer? Do I even get the good mom card this summer? I want to say to you, if you spent the day, if you spend one day writing down all the great things that you did this summer, I think you'd be surprised like I was today. If you spend one day saying, how can I tell myself, good job, mom? I think you'd be surprised that you can. And so I want to ask you this. What is today, Wednesday? I want to ask you this. What can you do for whatever days that you have left this summer? What can you do? What can you guys do? For us, we literally start 2 days on Monday. So what can I do? And that is anything Riley wants to do. I don't really care about calories. I don't. I don't really care about sugar. I don't really care about anything. I care about if Riley says it's midnight, can we watch Shark Week and order pizza? I'm going to say, yeah. And I'm going to eat pizza with you. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to eat some pizza with you. Because here's the deal. When God tells us to burn the boats, he's not joking, right? He didn't say burn the boats so you can look like a fool and lose your family. He said, burn the boats. I got you, sister. And so therefore, I'm living in the I got you, sister moments because we done burned the boats. So therefore, I'm sitting in the I got you, sister moments. That's what I'm sitting in. So what side of the fence are you on? Are you applauding yourself? Or are you sitting with me, choosing your perspective? I am choosing my perspective, choosing it. I don't have to. I get to choose my perspective. I get to focus on what I did right. I get to focus on the joy I saw in Riley in Chicago. I get to focus on the fact that he could go back to school shopping in Chicago. I get to focus on the fact that I gained 5 pounds because Riley asked me to watch Pioneer Woman and Shark Week with them in the middle of the night and order stupid Domino's pizza. And I ate it and I didn't care. I get to focus on the fact that Riley wanted WAB. And when we go to the lake, it could be 1 a.m. and Riley's like, Mom, let's go to WAB. Do y'all know what WAB is? To a teenager, it is Whataburger. And you know what I said? Absolutely. Because you know what I don't have at 1 a.m.? Calls. I don't have launch calls. I don't have meetings at 1 a.m. You know what I have? I have time. So here's what I just thought of. Maybe I get to choose my perspective that Riley's not five, that he's a teenager, and the things that are cool to him happen after 10 p.m., which is Dunkin' Donuts in Chicago and WAB at 1 a.m. after you've been on the lake all day and Domino's pizza. Whatever. You know what? I'll just take my burn and I will get back at the Peloton. I feel like my July month on Peloton has been horrible, by the way, but that's okay. So, I don't know. I'm not going to cry tonight, but I just felt like I wanted to come and talk to all of you moms because I don't think I'm alone, to be quite honest. But let me encourage you of this. Let me encourage you of this. You are not over. The summer may be over, but you're not over. And if you made a decision to trailblaze, if you made a decision to hit your goals, if you made a decision to do the very best that you wanted to do, then you can be proud of that decision. I am proud of me as a businesswoman. I had to choose my perspective as a mom, but you guys, we can't play this head game. We can't play this head game. And I found myself in that this morning. Literally, I'm in the shower and I'm having this whole download for all of you. And literally, Melissa says, don't you think you should go live in Robbie's gathering place? I said, no, it was clear that I needed to talk to Facebook. Because this is for somebody. Mama, can somebody give me a shout out if this message is for you? We cannot chase all of our goals and then sit in sorrow and in pity. It's literally choosing our perspective. Great, being great, doing great, achieving great is not easy. It's not easy. And for Robbie, I'm not going to use my children as an excuse as to why I cannot achieve greatness. I'm just not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. Because choosing great having a great, successful, time-blocking summer, having a great yes mentality to WOB in the middle of the night and Dunkin' Donuts in Chicago and, oh my gosh, everything else that we ate and Giordano's pizza and. Listen, I'm not going to focus on how proud I am of myself being a boss babe and not be proud of myself at choosing my life with my son. Did it turn out the way I wanted it? I don't know. Did it? Maybe it did. Maybe it did. What I don't feel guilty about is not having to tell Riley no. So even in my little cracks of time, I could say yes to Whataburger, yes to Domino's, yes to Shark Week. So I'll tell you this, even last night, we got home from Chicago at 11:30 last night, and Brian and I got in bed. It was almost 1 o'clock in the morning, and Riley was so excited to get home and play on his PC, I think is what it's called, with his little microphone, which was a goal. He knew that this summer was going to be going for the pages. So we asked him, you know, when we hit this particular goal, which was Diamond for us, how do you want to celebrate? Because you've been amazing for us. You have been such a champ with us being gone. You have been such a champ with us being on calls all the time. You've been a champ with people being in our home. You've been a champ with DoorDash. what do you want? And his choice was a PC. Isn't that amazing how they speak with their age? So his choice was a PC. And so we hit Diamond and we got him a PC. So last night he said, I have a date on my PC. I have a whole group of guys, all his high school buddies. We're all playing Fortnite tonight. As soon as I get home, we're starting at midnight. And so I was so excited to get him home that even though we were in Chicago, he comes home and he's so excited to get home, so that he can have that time with his buddies. Isn't that amazing? May we never lose the perspective of theirs either. He was giddy to get off that plane, to get home, and to start his Fortnite marathon at midnight last night. And then here's the sweetest thing of all, and these are the things that I'm going to choose to focus on. Find these moments with your kids, you guys. He walked into the bedroom about 1 or 1:30 last night, and Brian and I had Shark Week on, because I think we watched it in the middle of the night. When we go to bed, we're so tired these days. And he walks in the bedroom at 1, I think it was 1 or 1:30, and he goes, I just had to come watch Shark Week because it's what we've been doing before I go play. So I paused the game and I came downstairs and I wanted to see if y'all were watching Shark Week. And he gave us big hugs and he thanked us for Chicago. And he said he was so grateful for that. So I want to encourage you guys, find clues for yourself. That's been my theme this summer. I taught a masterclass in January, and that was my whole, where's my little scope? That was my whole theme. Find clues. Find clues as to how you've been a great mom. Look for clues as to how you've been a great mom. I did today. And you know what? I thought, you know what? I have been a great mom. It wasn't what I thought it was going to be in January, but it's exactly what it needed to be. Because I always, always trust and I'm always obedient, if nothing else. So I want to encourage you guys. You still have time. Make it great. Look for your clues as to how you've been a great mom this summer. Make a list. And you know what? Say good job. Good job. The question is, did you do the very best that you could? And if your answer is yes, ladies, then I'm here to tell you, good job. I'm here to tell you that that's what matters the most. I didn't set the summer out thinking, I'm going to choose not to have time, and I'm going to choose to go out with all my friends, and I'm going to choose to watch TV, and I'm going to choose to do nothing. No. I chose to make a huge dent in this country this summer, and that I did. I chose to find the time that I could, and that I did. I chose to sweat the small stuff, and that I did. And so therefore, maybe that's all I'm going to hang on to. You find clues as to what you chose to do, and be proud of yourself for that. Be proud of yourself for that, you guys. Because life is one big series of memories. And the memories may not be what Robbie thought, but I can tell you Riley's talking about Punta Cana. And Riley's talking about Chicago. That's what he's talking about. So I hope this encourages you. I just wanted to come on here and tell all of you girls that you're awesome. You're awesome. Whether you fell short or whether you exceeded as a mom this summer, you're awesome. You're awesome. That's what you are. And I want to encourage you ladies in that. Because summer has come to an end, but you haven't. You can still be great as the days click on. And as for us, it's Boys of Fall. Starts Monday. And that makes me fired up. And so I love you girls. I'm glad you got on. I don't know who this was for, but I knew as I knew as I knew I had to go live on Facebook. I knew as I knew as I knew that I had to share with this with somebody out there. But I want to give you guts. I want to give you glory. I want to give you permission to say good job, self. That's what I want to give you permission to do. All right? Y'all are awesome. Love you guys. Have a great last few days of summer. Bye-bye. I sure hope you enjoyed this week's podcast. If you love what you heard, here's what I want you to do next. Number one, subscribe to my show so that you're sure you never miss an episode. Number two, connect with me on Facebook and Instagram, Robbie D. Page. And then finally, head over and visit robbiepage.com. There you're going to find videos, trainings, courses, and a lot of other incredible content waiting for you. Have an incredible week.